On Friday, it was Safe Sleep Day, Te Rā Mokoponora. And we're joined today by the GM of the National Suicide Prevention Coordination Service, Faith Albi Law. Faith, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Ngā mihi. Faye, this work obviously is ongoing. Could we just look at the stats once again, please, of what well, used to be called cot death, and now it's known as sudden unexplained death of an infant, or SUDI. What are the numbers like, and do you have some mighty stats you can share with us, please, Faye?
Yes, tēnā koe, Dale. Yes, we do. I think Professor David Tipene-Leach would say that we're on a plateau, so numbers haven't really changed, so between 50 and 70 per year, and of those, three-quarters continue to be Māori, which is a hard stat to live with, and the majority of the rest are Pasifika whānau.
Okay, it's such a tragedy within families. Much love these pepi, and then unexplained as passing away, and the mate can leave an emotional scar that can be carried for many decades. So whatever we can do to address the situation needs to be done. We know there is an undeniable correlation between smoking and SUDI, which some might find surprising. Where are we at there, please, Faye?
Yes, so I know that was, I guess, one of the unexpected outcomes for the government was to realise that smoking has an effect not just on the adult who's smoking, but actually on the pepi and the kōpū. And that's a huge effect. It changes the baby's ability to arouse. So if our pepi, after they're born, are in a low oxygen environment, so they might have their face slightly covered, then they are less likely to arouse and try and breathe and just quietly go to sleep and pass away. So that's their smoking effect. But, you know, Dale, we know that the message that changed some years ago now, around the early 2000s, where we put our babies onto their backs to sleep, that had a huge effect, and that really changed the stats in Aotearoa. Unfortunately for Māori, because we are more likely to be in poverty, because we suffer by doing that, then we tend to want to sleep together, and that safety, it becomes unsafe. So we really promote safe sleep spaces for babies. That still means bed sharing. That doesn't take baby away from you and your ability to breastfeed, but use wahakura or other safe sleep spaces in bed with pepi.
Tēnā koe. How many of these pepi are dying because they sleep with their parents? We used to call it cot death,
yes.
But I mean, I don't know too many people use cots now.
No.
Such a common practice in Māori and Pacifica families to sleep with bubba.
It is. Yep. And it's about keeping warm, you know. And this is why, so just to let our whānau know that from next year, our safe sleep day will be first Friday in June, which next year happens to be the 7th of June. And that's really to give us an opportunity to talk about the winter time when we're wanting to sleep together, even more of us, so our other tamariki, to keep warm and to use the warmth. Many of our whānau now sleeping in the lounge or the living room where there's warmth. And so from next year, Safe Sleep Day will be in June, Dale.
Well, that makes some sense as well. So we've had availability of these wahakura, beautifully woven with aroha too by our kairaranga, which is beautiful. What's been the uptake like? What's been some reaction to their availability?
Yeah, it's increasing. It's increasing all the time. What we're trying to do is also express to our leadership, so to the government and to health professionals, that it's not just the bed itself, Dale, but actually the pūrākau that goes with the bed, the opportunity to teach our whānau, you know, because we can do some antenatal education, some birthing education, and also some education of caring for our pepi after they're born during wānanga. And that's how we best do it, eh? When our hands are working, our brains connecting, rather than sitting in a classroom and being told by, you know, an antenatal teacher that this is how it has to go, but rather sitting together and sharing our knowledge and sharing the pūrākau of our tūpuna.
Tēnā koe whai. We seem to be getting the squeeze here and moving back to a one-size-fits-all. You've seen Māori-focused health initiatives, how they can be successful. And the old saying, if we keep doing what we're doing, we'll keep getting what we've got. As we try to address Māori challenges in the health space, what would you say about this dial-back that we seem to be witnessing on initiatives that have whakaaro Māori at their core, and some of these initiatives are seemingly getting the squeeze from Wellington?
Yeah, no, totally. Well, I'm in shock, really. I'm trying to get over the shock of it all. You know, this is, for us, this is about us adapting to a new way. Or actually, it's about our tangata tiriti adapting to a new way of thinking and realising that when you're in charge of your own well-being, you will do the best for yourself. Whereas when others are telling you what to do, it doesn't make sense. So, I'm not happy with the changes, and I'm hoping that our leadership will be able to get in front of the new government and help them to understand what it is that we're trying to achieve and why we're trying to achieve it. And we'll get there. I think we've got great processes, Dale. I think our pōwhiri process is a great example of how to engage with others. It's about, you know, looking after all tangata, not just us, but being in charge of ourselves.
Tēnā koe, as somebody who has managerial roles, literally, and the food on the table is reliant on the positioning of the mahi. So, you know, as we get this sort of pressure, it must be unnerving for those who have responsibility in that sense. You've got whānau that you need to look after too, and protecting the mahi that ultimately results in bread and butter on the table. Does that play on your mind too with these changing circumstances?
It does, because we know poverty has a huge effect on whānau in so many ways, and to lose a pēpē because you're struggling to put food on the table, you're making decisions under pressure, under stress. It isn't good. And we, as I say, Dale, we're promoting wānanga as a way of educating whānau, of supporting them, and using our pūrākau, and that's what being a good tūpuna. I was at a hui last week and I talked about how are we going to be good tūpuna, and yeah, that's what I'm trying to achieve.
Tēnā koe, and thank you once again for the mahi you've been doing and for joining us to reflect on Friday's Te Rā Mokoponora Safe Sleep Day. Face Albie Law, the GM at National Suicide Prevention Coordination Service at Te Tuene. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora te wātū.